Hello, and welcome to GCSE Physics Essentials. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into a fascinating topic from your OCR specification, asteroids. Now, if you're studying topic 8.4, you'll know that asteroids are a key part of understanding our solar system structure. And here's the good news. This is a highly focused topic where you can secure solid marks if you know exactly what examiners are looking for. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll cover what asteroids actually are, where they're found, how they differ from comets, and most importantly, how to answer exam questions confidently. By the end, you'll have the knowledge and technique to tackle any asteroid question that comes your way. Let's get started. Core concepts, 5 minutes. So, what exactly is an asteroid? In the simplest terms, asteroids are rocky and metallic objects that orbit the sun. They're essentially leftover building blocks from when our solar system formed about 4.6 billion years ago. During the formation process, material clumped together through a process called accretion to form the planets. But not all of that material made it into planets. The bits that were left over, those became asteroids. Now, here's the critical detail for your exam. The vast majority of asteroids are found in the asteroid belt, which is located between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. This is absolutely essential to remember. If you're asked to describe the structure of the solar system, you must mention the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. That specific phrasing will earn you marks. Don't say between Earth and Mars or beyond Neptune. Those are common mistakes that will lose you marks. Let's talk composition. Asteroids are primarily made of rock and metal. Think of them as chunks of stone and iron floating in space. They don't have atmospheres, they don't have tails, and they're typically irregular in shape, like potatoes tumbling through space. The largest asteroid, Ceres, is actually classified as a dwarf planet, and it's located right there in the asteroid belt. That's a nice extra detail that can earn you credit in extended response questions. Now, one of the most important things examiners test is your ability to distinguish asteroids from comets. This comes up again and again. So let's be crystal clear. Asteroids are rocky and metallic, while comets are made of ice, frozen gases, and dust. That's the fundamental compositional difference. Asteroids have relatively circular orbits, mostly confined to the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Comets, on the other hand, have highly elliptical orbits that take them from the outer solar system right in close to the sun. And here's the visual clue. Comets develop glowing tails when they get near the sun because the ice vaporizes. Asteroids never develop tails, they're just solid rocky bodies. If you see a comparison question asking you to state two differences between asteroids and comets, you now have your answer. Composition, rock versus ice, and orbit shape, less elliptical versus highly elliptical. 2 marks secured. Another key point, asteroids orbit the sun, not planets. Don't confuse them with moons, which orbit planets. Asteroids are independent objects in orbit around our star. This might seem obvious, but it's a mistake students make under exam pressure. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk exam technique. Asteroid questions are typically worth between 1 and 4 marks, and they're almost always AO1. That means straightforward recall. The examiners want to see that you know your facts. When you see the command word state or give, keep it brief. For example, state the location of the asteroid belt. Your answer? Between Mars and Jupiter. That's it. 1 mark. Don't overcomplicate it. If the command word is describe, you need a bit more detail. For example, describe the composition of asteroids. You'd write, asteroids are composed primarily of rock and metal. Notice the use of precise terminology. Composed and primarily show examiner-level language. Now, the command word explain requires you to give a reason. For example, explain why asteroids are found in the asteroid belt. You'd need to say something like, asteroids are leftover material from the formation of the solar system that did not accrete into planets, and they remain in orbit between Mars and Jupiter. The word because, or a causal link, is essential here. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't describe asteroids as failed stars. That's completely wrong. Don't say they have tails. That's comets. Don't place the asteroid belt in the wrong location. And don't confuse asteroids with meteoroids. Meteoroids are much smaller fragments, often bits that have broken off asteroids. One more tip. If you're asked about the formation of the solar system, asteroids are excellent evidence of the accretion process. Mentioning them shows synoptic understanding, and examiners love that. Quickfire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question and you pause and answer out loud. Ready? Question 1. Where is the asteroid belt located? Answer. Between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. Question 2. What are asteroids primarily composed of? Answer. Rock and metal. Question 3. State one difference between an asteroid and a comet. Answer. Asteroids are rocky, comets are icy. Or asteroids have less elliptical orbits, comets have highly elliptical orbits. Question 4. True or false, asteroids orbit planets? Answer. False. Asteroids orbit the sun. How did you do? If you got all 4, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review those core concepts. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Asteroids are rocky and metallic remnants from the solar system's formation, located primarily in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. They differ from comets in composition and orbit. In the exam, use precise language, know your command words, and always mention that specific location between Mars and Jupiter. This is a compact topic, but it's a gift if you know it well. You can secure easy marks here, so make sure you've got these facts locked in. Thanks for listening to GCSE Physics Essentials. Keep practicing, keep revising, and remember, examiners reward precision. Good luck with your studies, and I'll see you next time.